Yeah, regarding the Israel, actually, for last 6 or let's say 7 years, Erdogan himself and his at that time he was prime minister, and now after changing even 2 prime ministers, still he's one man who's directing everything in the country, foreign office or everything. Actually, he's a one man that can have all the control. He has no choice at the moment, but going back to his reality. In 2009, he was claiming that he's a good pro-European people. He wants good negotiation to be a good full member of European Union. He was thinking that he's a very democrat, open Muslim, can be a very good example for the Muslim world that we can do democracy, and this is a very good example. But that was just some kind of scenario and having a dream of new Ottoman and making a palace for himself. And this reality was hidden until recently. And then in 2011, as you can see, slightly to 2012, he was just clearly showing that no, we have to go back to our reality, which is our pride as Islam and anti-Christianity, anti-Judaism, in a way that even institutionally is not respected, actually. So he was making some steps against Israel, and especially the occasion of Mavi Marmara. I'm sure you know what the Mavi Marmara is, the ship that has been, yeah. However, internal problem and Syrian development and progress and ISIS and on the other hand, Kurdish movement made this entity as Turkey and the plan of Erdogan is very much not going as they like it. So at the moment, there's no choice but going back to the reality that Turkey was a very good, positive friend for Israel since 1956. And the theory of zero-sum problem by Davutoğlu, at that time he was Foreign Office Secretary, is completely being abolished. We cannot pursue this policy in, you know, in Turkey, based on what they say in the with neighbors especially. So Israel is a very important ally, and they have to have this. And now what they do is a right path actually. But slightly too late for Turkey, for Turkish Foreign Office as a policy that what they do with Israel. But that was the right thing to make at least reconciliation with Israel in order for them not to be very much weakened and isolated in the region. Because at the moment they have no good relation with any other countries in the region, including Iran. Or even some Sunni countries, which they are not their neighbors at the moment. With regards to Israel, Israel is a very powerful and fierce ally still for the US and UK and even West. So Turkey, that regarded as NATO member, they must have a good relation with. So what they do now, as I said, is a right path, but it's too late.